This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh boy, am I excited. You know, I love to bring the Word of God, but when I see a verse so rich and so full of God's love in it, I can't wait to bring it and to really study it and look into it and see what the Lord is saying to us today. We are at part 33. Of Being Like Christ, this series that we began some time ago, and I know it is blessing you. Philippians, and the third chapter, and we're going to look from verse 10. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and he says this: I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess the perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past. And looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Oh boy. Oh boy. And I want to focus on verse 10. For Paul is saying, I want to know Christ. I want to have that relationship, I believe Paul is saying. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to you, I want you to have that relationship with me. I don't want you to just be nominal. I believe God is saying, I want this closeness, this intimacy in a relationship that father and son might have, father and daughter might have, that great friends have. This wonderful, warmth, close, intimate relationship. And Paul is advocating that we need to know Christ. Now, what is interesting, I see that Paul is saying, I want to know Christ. I want to. So does that mean he doesn't already know Christ? Because I believe he does. If you remember, Paul met our Lord Jesus on the road. He was there on the road, and suddenly our Lord Jesus appeared in front of him and said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Up to that point, Saul, as he was called then, didn't believe in Jesus. He was persecuting Christians. And suddenly, on the road, who does he see? He's going to Damascus, and suddenly, he sees this bright light appear in front of him. And he's blinded by this white light. And this figure says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And suddenly, as we were praying this today on the Our One Nugget, that the veil be lifted. The veil was lifted for him. But he was blinded. And for 3 days he was blinded. But he knew that that was the Lord Jesus. And then Paul began his mission. And he wrote to the church in Philippi. He'd been preaching there, and he wrote to them. And he said, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Wow. Paul is advocating that for you and I. That you and I know Christ. And not only know him, but that we experience. And I love the word mighty. That mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead when he was crucified. Paul goes on to say, I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. I believe Paul is saying, Lord, whatever it is you want me to do, I am willing to do it. Lord, whatever it is, even if it means death on the cross, I am willing to do that for you because I love you so much. And therefore, the relationship between Paul and our Lord is forged in such a powerful way. You see, beloved, he's not just talking. He's actually acting too. He's continuing his life. And the first thought that Paul has when he wakes is, Lord, I love you. The last thought that Paul has when he sleeps is, Lord, I love you. The Lord is his number one priority. Nothing comes close. Such is his resolve. And beloved, we need to be that way. If we want to be like Christ, if we want to know Christ, as Paul is talking about knowing Christ, having this intimate relationship with the Son, then we need to be that way. We need to make Jesus our number one priority in life. We have to keep our eyes focused on him and not deviate to the left or to the right. Paul says, I want to suffer with him, sharing his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Paul is saying, I want to be like Christ. I want to suffer the death that Christ suffered. And I want to feel and experience that mighty power that came from the resurrection as he lies dying and he is raised. Paul wants to experience that. Because that resurrection power is incredible. And the Lord says to you today, beloved, why don't you love me in that way? I believe the Lord says to you, why don't you follow me that closely? Why am I so nominal and unimportant in your life? The Lord says, why do you turn your attention to things of man? When you need to turn your attention to me. The Lord goes on. I loved you before the world began. And yet you turn your face away from me so often. But I am always there to receive you. I'm always there to hold you. I'm always there to bring you comfort. The Lord is calling us. And he's not calling us to worry or be concerned about the future, what the future holds. You know, oftentimes I have to write in my diary things that are happening soon. For instance, I'll be up in Glasgow on the 11th of September, and I'll be preaching at the Logos Church in East Kilbride. And I have to write that in my diary so I know what I'm doing. But what if the rapture happens before then? What if we're all taken before them? How important is that date then? You see, our calendar needs to be run by Almighty God. We need to keep him first, even when we're making plans. Because when we make plans, beloved, if we don't involve the Lord himself, how can he control our lives? I want to know Christ. If you've got your Bible open and you see those words, I want to know Christ, underline those words because they're so important. I want to know Christ. So much so that if you were called upon to give witness to who Jesus is, what would you say? How would you describe him? How well do you know Jesus? How well do you want to know Jesus? Well, this entire series has been about getting to know Christ. It's been about becoming more like Christ as much as we possibly can. As Paul says, and I love this, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things, verse 12, or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. You see, Paul is saying, when I saw Jesus and I said yes to Jesus on that road, you know what? He knew me far better. He knew me far better, I believe Paul is saying. And I'll tell you why. Because God already knew what Paul was going to do. He had already chosen Paul before the beginning of time. So Jesus knew the result. Does he know the result about you? Are you willing to make that commitment to say, yes, Jesus, you will be my number one? Are you ready to receive that commission? And I talk about these commissions all the time because it's really important. You know, when a soldier goes to training college, especially if he's going to be an officer, he's going to get commissioned, but he has to train first. He needs to know what he's doing, or she. And as they are training to be commissioned, then that day comes when they are commissioned as officers in the armed forces. Are you ready to receive your commissioning? Or are you going to tarry a day or two longer? Are you going to say, well, I'm not quite ready yet, actually, because, you know, it scares me a bit, having to go out on a limb like that, having to live by faith, having to just rely on Jesus. That's really difficult because I've got a job and I've got a mortgage to pay and I've got a family, etc., etc., etc. How prepared are you to stand out on the ledge? How prepared are you to be commissioned and called into his service? How prepared are you to want to do that which God wants you to do? I often get emails across the world from people who are saying, I've got financial problems, I've got this problem, I've got that problem. Would you mind praying? No. We don't mind praying at all. But I would say this. those people that write to me and say, I need financial help because I've got no money and I've got no money to pay bills, etc., 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 ad infinitum. Have those people given all of this to God and said, Lord, before my bills get paid, it doesn't matter, because I am keeping my eyes well and truly focused on you, and that is what I want for my life. Are they saying that? Are you saying that? Because I believe, as we keep our eyes upon Jesus, as he's promised to do, he will always do, and that is supply our daily needs, look after us, care for us, and protect us. Are you willing to allow that commissioning to happen now? If you are, take this stance with me. Just say these words. Lord Jesus, I am waiting and I am willing to be commissioned into your army, into your force. And I promise you, I will keep my eyes focused upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.